This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author and a doctor. His name is Dr. Richard Saracen, and he has a brand new book called Who Said You Can't Have Ice Cream for Dinner? Not Me. Which, actually, let me tell you something. That is the best advice I ever heard in my life. Dr. Richard Saracen's on the air with us. Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So tell me all about who said that I can't have ice cream for dinner? Because I would like to know who said that and like to punch him in the face.
Well, I am going to get a lot of heat probably back from this, but I'm the one that's said now that you can have ice cream for dinner.
I love it. Well, thank you for being the first doctor that I actually appreciate. So tell me, you know, why can we have ice cream for dinner?
Well, the title of the book actually came from doing a program in the book to help kids, whether they're overweight or underweight or anything like that. It was basically to see how much they need to eat on a daily basis. And they always say that, you know, kids are all different. Well, there's nothing truer than seeing how much each child needs to eat, and they can find it out in this book on their own, along with their parents, depending on the age and everything like that. So it's just a wonderful way for the kids to basically have the tools to control their weight or, you know, through life. And, you know, because kids right now, they don't know anything. They look in the mirror and say, you know, why do I look this way? Mm-hmm. Well, in this book, I show you how you look this way and how you can prevent it from happening.
You know,
and it's a great way to enlighten these kids and the tools that they'll take all through life, and they can use them.
That's amazing. And, you know, and it's such a nice thing to know that people are, you know, out there too, you know, still creating good plans for kids when diabetes, I think, is rising in the States, and, you know, obesity is rising in the States too, you know. So it's good that, you know, we still have doctors who are trying to fight the good fight against this, you know, because it is an epidemic in itself, obesity.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
how long have you been researching this topic?
Well, I have been, this book took, you know, a couple of years, but over the course of time, my life, you know, with being a chiropractor and being with a lot of parents and families and stuff that always had these issues, mm-hmm. you know, they would come in and basically ask, you know, what can I do? But I knew only what we were taught in school. But I played a lot of sports as I was growing up and into college, and I tried a lot of things, how to put more muscle on, how to decrease fat. And so I kind of formulated my own plan with it, and that's how this book became Ice Cream for Dinner. But let me make one point clear, just so that, you know, I mean, everybody gets excited with the ice cream for dinner. But that's after the program is finished.
Oh, okay.
The program,
I knew there was a catch. I knew there was a catch. There was no way.
But when you run the program, right, you do everything the right way. But I had to include in this, you know, parents and what parents go through, because, you know, now, you know, in today's world and over the last number of years, you know, both parents had to work, and they come running home, and you know, we got to feed the kids. Well, you know, they want to get it done and over with, so, you know, you grab a mac and cheese or a pizza or some McDonald's, mm-hmm. and here you go, kids, you're fed, and then you can relax. Well, I had to change that up so that the kids and their parents can sit down and have dinner.
Yeah. And that's important too. I mean, we as adults live a very strategic lifestyle ourselves. You know, we're always running around. We're working all day. And then we come home, we just want to relax. We just want to sleep. And so a lot of times, do parents just come home and they're like, all right, you know what, here's the easiest thing I can make. It's an easy mac. It's an easy anything, you know, just a quick, throw it in the microwave, cook it up, and serve it to dinner. How do you reprogram these parents to kind of sit down and say, you know what, maybe I should take this responsibility and take the time out of my day to always cook dinner in a proper way? How do you program them in this book?
Well, it doesn't have to be a reprogramming or anything like that.
Yeah.
What it has to do is you know, just the parents and the kids taking stock in what they're doing. Like what I did with this book was, when you get to the ice cream for dinner, you know, say the parents are coming home like at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock and they worked. Well, you know, let your kid have ice cream for dinner, but they have to go out and play afterwards to give you the time to cook a dinner.
Yes.
And as soon as that happens, that's the last thing the kids have. You know, there's no snacks afterwards. They get their thing. And, you know, the greatest thing is that they burn off all that sugar.
They do. And that's a big deal when it comes to diet, when it comes to, you know, for obesity and stuff like that. It's really coming down to the amount of sugar, because there's so much sugar in these products that we're all consuming.
Right. And then you have all the carbs of the enriched products that we're eating that get metabolized the same way. And so you're just overloading every child. And then you throw with this pandemic and, you know, the way the world has changed, and you don't see as many kids just playing outside, playing on the playgrounds. They got their electronics, and, you know, they come home from school and they sit in their room, and, you know, their thumbs get a workout, but that's about all.
Yeah, that's very true. What do you say to parents who also, you know, who can't afford all those healthy foods because, you know, they're on a tight budget, or they're, you know, the price of, because I feel like, you know, in society now, I feel like it's so cheap to buy unhealthy food, but it's so expensive to buy healthy food. What do you say to parents who kind of are dealing with that crisis in their wallet?
That's a great question. And when I started this out, I wanted to make this program to reach any child. Doesn't matter how much their parents make or what they can bring home. I wanted to make it for the child and across the board. And so some people may be able to have filet mignon. Some people may be able to have hot dogs, but we're not talking about what the food is or how the cheapness of it or anything like that. We're talking protein, carbohydrates, and sugars. And so if you implement them into all the spots, you can't not have success, even though that's a double negative. It just works.
Do you also kind of blame this on the advertisers too, you know, of these like sugary, crazy products when they're marketing these to children? I know a few doctors also do blame on the advertisers themselves.
Well, you know what? I looked at this and I totally agree with all that. You know, you got I put it in the book. You got the Big Gulps and the Big Macs, and you got big, the buffets, all you can eat. You have all that. You know what? I don't think it's ever going to go away. So that's what made me give the ammunition to the kids, give it back to the kids and let them and their parents work it out. This does work on parents, but why it works on kids so fast and so quick is because I'm utilizing their metabolism. And I don't know if you have kids or whatever, but if you look at you know, any child, like even when they're younger and you may be cuddling with them or something like that, they're like a heat blanket. Mm-hmm. That's their metabolism. And so when you turn that on, it burns all the stuff away. And so they lose the weight. They feel better. They're everything. It's just fantastic to see.
You know, we're talking to Dr. Richard Saracen about his brand new book called Who Said You Can't Have Ice Cream for Dinner? Not Me. I'm just curious too, you know, I mean, I know kids have a different metabolism than adults do. But why is that? Why are they so different? Is it because of age, or is it because of, you know, the fact that after years of just eating like crap, it just deteriorates on you? What is the actual reason for that?
The actual reason is just what you said. It's the metabolism slows down. And I always said when I started out, you know, well, I don't want to outdate myself here, but now they talk about when you go to college, it's the freshman 15. And
well, now it's the COVID-19 for me.
And then, you know, because you're not as busy as you were. You took a step back, and then, you know, life takes over, and you get married, and you buy a house, and you know, you loosen up your belt a little bit more. And except what we had happened over these, I guess it's been about the last 15, 20 years, is kids now have all these toys, electronics at the tip of their finger, and they have these phones, and they don't have to go anywhere. They could be in the same room with each other, and they're texting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and play.
Get out and play, and eat ice cream after you've done playing.
Yeah,
100%. Well, Dr. Richard Saracen, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Before we let you go, where can people buy the book, and where can people find out more about you?
Well, it's on all the, Facebook and Amazon. Amazon's a big one. It's in Walmart's, all the different outlets that they can see. They could also go to the website of Dr. Rick Saracen, DrRickSaracen, .com, and there's a whole website and all the places that they can get it and everything else.
Well, doctor, seriously, I'm best of luck with this book. I really hope it helps a lot of kids and a lot of parents. Again, the book is called Who Said You Can't Have Ice Cream for Dinner? Not Me, by Dr. Richard Saracen. Doctor, again, thank you for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with the book and everything else.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime. The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. Back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.